explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And in Explain Well today, we're chatting to Christelle again about more of the big news stories of the day. And today was stage 16.
Yeah, so there's talk about it. And you know what? One of the things I hate in life, actually, is when I'm right. And unfortunately, we were very much right on this. So yes, Eskom is working on load shedding schedules up to stage 16. They've now asked municipalities and local power utilities, such as City Power, to also develop their schedules in line with this. They're still saying that this is a worst case scenario. At this stage,
I mean, it better be a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Weet jy wat vir my bietjie net omvergooi met hierdie worst case scenario ding, is hoekom beplan hulle vir iets wat hulle dink gaan nie gebeur nie? As dit nou beplan word vir worst case scenario, we can expect worst case scenario. Oh, my
no,
soul.
I reject Roz's ideas
no,
today.
No, guys, please. I'm not,
can I ask a stupid question, right?
Please do.
If every stage we've had so far has knocked 2 hours out of your day in terms of load shedding, stage 16 means 32 hours. So
Neil,
does that mean you're going to get less than a half day's power every 2 days?
Yeah, basically.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Look, so
like
no, this
from Monday morning, you will have power on Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning.
Just like, for that, Ricky.
Yeah, just like overnight on Wednesday, and then you can have power again on Saturday. Like,
and then you can't charge your inverter.
You may not charge your inverter either.
So ons weet nog nie presies hoe dit gaan lyk nie, want die realiteit is, hulle gaan dan moet herdefinieer wat een fase behels. Maar ons het mos, ek dink vroeger hierdie week, het ons gepraat oor wat verwag ons in termen van beurtkrag in die winter, en is so half in lyn met dit, in termen van, ek het hier die klankgreep van Eskom, wat nog steeds sê op die stadium, die beste wat ons kan voorhoop, is wat ons op die oomblik ken as fase 3 tot 5 beurtkrag. Ons is nou in fase 5. Maar weet, om jou vraag te antwoord erop, die realiteit is, hulle gaan dan moet herdefinieer wat is 'n fase. Want onthou, ons het gesê dat die realiteit is, ons sal krag hê. Die vraag is net, hoeveel?
Ja, so they said they wouldn't let the entire grid collapse, even if they have to legitimately go to, you know, a couple of hours every 2 days. But this is all a moot point. We don't have to talk about this anymore. Because I don't know if you heard this morning in a TV interview, Fikile Mbalula says that he can guarantee us as a nation that by the 31st of December 2023, load shedding will be a thing of the past. And he says by New Year's, it will be solved. It's fine. He said it. It's on the record. I've tweeted it. I said to him, I can only assume that if this doesn't happen, he's going to resign, right? Because that's how it works. When you're a politician, you make promises and they don't come true, then you quit. Isn't that how the system works?
Look, so what I fall back on is what Eskom told us today in terms of the closest we've come to a solid indication of how long load shedding will be with us. We still have 21 months left of the 24-month turnaround plan for Eskom.
But also, as we would have heard in your news, the power ships are something that is like, it's not a possibility, it's going to be in our future. And they are saying, the Hossein Sora Mahotso said that this is the way that they are going to prevent the collapse of the economy. But there was so veel teenstand teen hierdie kragskepe that they, I don't know if they're going to actually be able to implement it, because people are just like, what is this? And who, my big question is, who is benefiting from this? Because anytime there's a solution to anything in this country, iemand gaan kickback kry. That is just how it works.
Yeah, and the problem with the ships is it'd be fine if we were building a power station and we used the ship for the 9 months or whatever it took them to fast track a power station. They're locking us into 20-year deals.
Hey, my kinders gaan al getroud wees.
They're going to be clouds of smog hanging over harbors in South Africa, where the air is going to be unbreathable.
Well, look, so there's a couple of phases to the power ship. So they now have been granted access to 3 ports, yes, but there's still a lot of environmental clearance that would be needed. The NPOs are very active in this space. So ons gaan beslis moet kyk wat hulle daar doen. Maar ja, die realiteit is, ons gaan beslis ligter beurtkrag het in die einde van die jaar. Ek sal baie graag dat het weg is, maar ek is skepties.
I don't know if anyone heard the funny thing that she said there. Ligte beurtkrag. I will see myself out.
There is our oxymoron of the day. Dankie, Christelle. As more news comes in about all of this nonsense, because that's what it is, we'll keep you updated.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.